Welcome to Gardening with Lucy. So glad to have you here today. Today we're going to talk about something that gardeners never want to have to deal with, and that's pests and diseases. But they're a fact of life in a vegetable garden. You're going to have something that's going to kill one of your plants, or at least make it look really ugly. So today we're going to start with some tomatoes. Look at these sad, sad tomatoes. It's very depressing, actually. And I would have yanked them out, but because I knew you were going to come and visit today, I decided to keep them and use it as an opportunity to tell you about a really, really wonderful resource that can help you when you're having problems in your garden. So in the case of these poor, sad tomatoes, we have to figure out what's going on. Why did they suddenly start dying like this? Actually, I got baskets and baskets of tomatoes from these vines for a couple of months. And then I started noticing that little by little they began to decline. I didn't really understand why, so I looked up some things in this website I'm going to tell you about, the IPM website, and I looked it up and I couldn't really find exactly what was wrong until they declined even further. So I kept looking and I figured out that it's the nasty, nasty creature that lives in the soil called nematodes. Now, it turns out not all nematodes are bad, but the root knot nematodes are. They're something that you don't want in your garden. And what they've done is they have attacked the roots of my tomato plant. And so they actually really were doing well for a long time because it took a while for those little nasty critters to get into my roots to the point where it could damage the plant. And one way to tell that you have them is to look at the roots. So we're going to look down in the roots, see the nematodes, to see what they're doing down there. So I'm going to take a shovel and then I'm going to dig down until I get to where the roots are. And I'm going to look and see if we have evidence. Oh my gosh, look at that. Do you see how the roots are nodules all over it? They're fatter than they should be. Roots shouldn't look like that. Healthy roots are just long and slim. Inside each nodule are nematodes living off my poor tomato. They come in on other plants. It could be that I brought in a plant at some point that had nematodes in it and they got into one part of my garden. And maybe I wasn't careful enough. This is probably even before I knew to be very careful. If I transferred the soil from the bed of my garden that had the nematodes into another bed, then I'm introducing the nematodes into that bed. So one by one, every one of my 12 plots here has gotten nematodes. So now you might ask me, well, Lucy, what can you do about them? Well, you might not be able to do anything permanently. It's not like you can go to the store and get an insecticide and throw it all around, because they go really deep and probably the insecticide can't go in there. But what you can do is be clean. So don't, if you're ever in one plot you know has nematodes, be careful with your shovel. Wash it clean with a solution of one part chlorine bleach and nine parts water. And I have a spray bottle and I just spray it so that you're sure not to be transferring nematodes from one area to another. That's one thing you can do. Another thing you can do is soil solarization. Soil solarization is when you take a sheet of clear plastic, you put it over very wet, soggy soil. You leave it that way for about 6 weeks in the middle of summer when it's very, very hot. And that will kill many, many nematodes all the way down to about 12 inches. Well, maybe 8 inches, but it does kill them. Now, any nematodes that are further down in the soil, you're not going to get them. However, you probably are going to have reduced their population considerably. There is a scientist professor out at UC Riverside, Dr. Plogue, and he's done some studies with tomatoes and nematodes. And he came up with a study where he tried different variables to see which one was the one that would help the plant not get nematodes. So if you've done soil solarization, that helps. And another thing you can do is plant a plant
that is resistant to nematodes. So when you're at the store or you're looking at your seed package and you're trying to find out if this is resistant, there will be an N on the name of the tomato. So that way you know that it's resistant. Resistant doesn't mean it never will get nematodes. It just means it resists them, so you'll get fewer nematodes. So Professor Ploeg took tomatoes and he tried some that were not resistant and some that were. And he found that there was a great, great difference between the ones that were not resistant, that died like this and weren't able to produce as many tomatoes, as the ones who were resistant produced a lot. Another thing he did is he took broccoli, ground it up, put it in the soil, and as it decomposed, I guess those nasty little nematodes didn't like the smell of broccoli any more than we do because they died. Another thing that he tried was he did marigolds. And it turns out that marigolds are like a trap for nematodes. If you plant a marigold near your tomato, the nematodes are going to go to the marigold and get in it. So they'll go to the marigold before they'll go to the tomato. So one of the most common problems people have in their garden and their house are ants. If you can control ants, then you can have fewer pests in your yard. You'll find lots of different solutions, but one of the best is to use a bait. You don't really want to go spraying them because that's something that will disappear very quickly and the ants are going to come back because they have a colony over there and they'll just have more, you know, ants, they're everywhere, so they'll just come back. So spraying is really not very effective. Plus, you're throwing a pesticide all over your garden, and that's not a good thing. So we found that one of the most effective things you can do is use a bait. There's a lot of different kind of baits. You're going to want to use one that has a 5% of the active ingredient. If it's more than 5%, the ants, they're so smart, they can detect it and they won't get it. So what the ants do is the ants get some of the sugary substance in this and they take it back to their nest. And they just take a little teeny bit and then they feed it to their babies, and just a little bit at a time. And over the course of time, they'll get enough to kill them. It doesn't kill them right away. That's one reason people don't like baits, because they say it takes a little while, but it's actually the most effective because it goes right in to their colony and it kills them all. Well, maybe not all of them, but most of them. It always seems like a few get away. But anyway, this particular bait is one that you can cut the top off like so, and then you set it out very near their trail. What's going to happen is the ants are going to sense that there's something sweet nearby, and they're going to come along and get just a little bit of that. Probably in a few weeks, all the bait in that will be gone. Now, one thing you'll have to be careful of, if you have children, you're not going to want to have these out where they can see them. You're going to have to put them where they can't see them, because we don't want children to get them. There's other kind of baits that are not as liquidy as these that might be better if you have children. I like this because it's one of the best, and it seems to take care of my ants pretty well. I did this earlier this summer and I hardly have any ants this year, so I'm very glad for that. Place baits label side up near ant trails or close where they're numerous. Place additional baits anywhere ants might enter your home or in your garden. For best results, use all six. So there's six in a package. So what you need to do is follow along the trail and put another bait a little ways further after that, right near where you see some ants. So I'm hoping that all my ants are going to eat that, and then I'll have much less problem with ants in my garden. There's a place called the Integrated Pest Management Site, and it's put on by the University of California. You go to it by going to www.ipm.ucdavis.edu. That'll take you straight to this wonderful website. If you click on the part that says Home, Gardens, and Landscapes, That'll take you into another page in which you can look at all different kinds of plants you may have in your yard. It can go by pests, so you can look up a pest if you want to find out how to eradicate it because you already know what the pest is. Or if you just want to look it up by plants, say a vegetable, you go down, look for the vegetable that you're looking for, and it will have a whole array of different insects or diseases that might affect your vegetable. Say tomato, that's how I found my nematodes. I looked at a tomato and then I looked under all the different things. I looked at what symptoms they said and came up with nematodes as the answer. Then I went and I dug under my plant and I found it was right. I hope this information was helpful for you today and that you'll be able to take care of some of the problems and difficulties that you're having with your fruits and vegetables in your garden. And I hope that you're going to do something that will make lots of vegetables in your garden this year.